Red Blood, Dark Water by Deborah L. Davitt. At the mirror's bank I stood, casting red rose petals into its night-dark waves. Overhead, the moon hung in the sky, perfect, solitary, standing where white and black and red all met. In the village, my family had made noise about how it was past time for me to wed. But there was no name I whispered into the night, no hand I longed to hold, no eyes I yearned to meet. Instead, they'd betrothed me to the landlord's son, much against my liking. "I want nothing, I want no one," I said, throwing petals into the mare, my fingers bleeding from the rose's thorns. Of such little things sacrifices are made, and gods awakened. From out of the dark water, a white horse rose, his skin sheened with scales, though his mane was long. Then in a shimmer he shifted his form, and asked in a man's voice what it was I desired. I couldn't meet his eyes at first, glowing green as tarn water caught in a vial held to the sun, his teeth white and sharp and hooked as those of any gar. My breath caught in my throat, my fingers clenched on the thorns, blood still dripping into the darkened mare. White moon, white horse, red blood, dark water. "Forgive me," I said, for I knew both who and what he was. "I didn't mean to summon you, and am not here to bridle you, or to tame you, or to ride you." I risked a glance as he laughed, perhaps at the thought that I would dare, perhaps at the words I'd chosen, and heat rose in my face as my eyes drifted down, for in his mortal form he wore no more clothes than the sleek-scaled horse he'd been when he rose from the water, the dark water. "White moon, white horse, red blood, dark water. You'll not wrap this maiden fall of hair around me," he asked, "nor use it to chain or bind me? You are not here to ride me till I'm compelled to do your bidding, grant your wishes, or make your fields more fertile?" Scorn, perhaps, and skepticism, but still my flush grew, as my thoughts grew hardly maidenly, and he raised his sleek wet hand to touch a lock of my hair. "Then what, pray tell, do you desire?" I raised my eyes, my tongue grown numb. "Make me like you," I dared to ask. "Make me strong and proud and free, clean and true in shape and form. Make me accountable to nothing and no one except the sun and moon." His fingers tightened in my hair. "Such a boon has a price, sacrificing everything you are for what you could be, giving up your sweet mortality for a life you could find in endless misery." His touch wasn't cold. Or if it was, it was so chill it burned. "Take me," I whispered. "Make me." Our lips met, and I burned with cold. Skin stretched as my bones slid, churned. I might have screamed, but the agony was also ecstasy. We knitted our bodies together, and I craved more and more of him, aching, piercing touch, as his power flowed through, playing with all my deepest parts, my blood throwing through the waters of his home, moonlight staining me down to my entrails. And when I thought I'd died, I awoke in the dark waters, feeling my blood move through them, because I was them, and they were me. Luxuriated in the touch of my waves on the shore, the kiss of earth along my flanks. And he was still there, with me, in me, curling within my belly, as much a part of me as I was of the waters. Beneath the pale moon, I watched my hands form hooves, stretch sinuous muscles I'd never known I had, and we thundered out upon the mare, upon ourselves, atop waves like glass, mare to his stallion, as he was stallion to my mare.